If there was a before, it began with lavender. She was 17 years old. She knew what it meant to bring life into the world, the gravity. She knew that love could swaddle you tight and also bruise. But until the time came, Lavender did not understand what it meant to walk away from a thing she'd grown from her own insides. "Tell me a story," Lavender gasped between contractions. She was splayed out in the barn on a blanket propped against a stack of hay. Johnny crouched over her with a lantern, his breath curling white in the frigid late winter air. "The baby," Lavender said. "Tell me about the baby." It was becoming increasingly clear that the baby might actually kill her. Every contraction proved how horribly unprepared they were. Despite all Johnny's bravado and the passages he quoted from the medical textbooks his grandfather had left, neither of them knew much about childbirth. The books hadn't mentioned this. The blood, apocalyptic. The pain, white hot and sweat-soaked. "He'll grow up to be president," Johnny said. "He'll be a king." Lavender groaned. She could feel the baby's head tearing at her skin, a grapefruit half exited. "You don't know it's a boy," she panted. "Besides, there's no such thing as kings anymore." She pushed until the walls of the barn went crimson. Her body felt full of glass shards, a jagged inner twisting. When the next contraction came, Lavender sank into it, her throat breaking into a guttural scream. "He'll be good," Johnny said. "He'll be brave and smart and powerful. I can see his head, Lav. You have to keep pushing." Blackout. Her whole self converged into one shattering wound. The shriek came then, a mewling cry. Johnny was covered in gore up to his elbows, and Lavender watched as he picked up the gardening shears he'd sterilized with alcohol, then used them to cut the umbilical cord. Seconds later, Lavender was holding it. Her child. Slick with afterbirth, foamy around the head, the baby was a tangle of furious limbs. In the lantern's glow, his eyes were nearly black. He did not look like a baby, Lavender thought. Little purple alien. Johnny slumped beside her in the hay, panting. "Look," he rasped. "Look at what we made, my girl." The feeling hit Lavender just in time. A love so consuming, it felt more like panic. The sensation was followed immediately by a nauseous, tidal guilt. Because Lavender knew, from the second she saw the baby, that she did not want this kind of love. It was too much, too hungry. But it had been growing inside her all these months, and now it had fingers, toes. It was gulping oxygen. Johnny wiped the baby down with a towel and positioned him firmly against Lavender's nipple. As she peered down at the scrunched and flaking bundle, Lavender was thankful for the dark of the barn, the sweaty damp of her face. Johnny hated when she cried. Lavender placed a palm on the ball of the baby's head, those initial traitorous thoughts already laced with regret. She drowned the feeling with assurances, murmured against the baby's slippery skin. "I will love you like the ocean loves the sand." They named the baby Ansel, after Johnny's grandfather.